I reached the attaché, sir, Justin said. He'll be waiting for you in your office. He already spoke to the minister's assistant.
Good,
Powell replied. For his upcoming conversation with the minister, he'd written 2 pages of notes to help him with his arguments in favor of a preemptive strike on the Sheikh's location.
Suspected location, Ray. Nothing's been confirmed yet. It may well be rubbish. All of it.
Ah, for God's sake, Eric said, bringing the SUV to a stop. He hit the horn twice. Powell looked up from his notes to see 2 cars blocking the road ahead of them.
What's going on?
I finally managed to get us off the main road, but these 2 clunkers just pulled up in front of us. And now they've stopped for no apparent reason.
Powell started scanning the rooftops again. Something's not right.
Over the years, he'd learned to trust his instincts.
Let's get out of here.
Roger that, sir, Eric said. Back up, Eric, back up, Justin ordered a split second later.
One-armed man, our front, 20 meters. He's sprinting across the street, left to right.
Shit. Powell felt the heavy SUV accelerating in reverse. Looking behind him, he couldn't help notice that no other cars had followed them off the main road. Weird or lucky? It doesn't matter. We have room.
When the SUV reached a speed of about 60 kilometers an hour, Powell saw Eric let go of the gas pedal. Still holding on to the steering wheel at 7 and 5, he brought his left hand to his right hand in a rapid movement, effectively transferring the momentum of the SUV before bringing it back to the 7 o'clock position. He then used his right hand to slam the transmission back to drive as soon as the nose of the SUV came about.
Good J-turn, Eric. Now let's get out of here.
The SUV accelerated quickly and was out of the danger zone in no time.
Powell saw Justin reach in front of him for the MP5 he knew his detail carried with them in a specially designed backpack.
Once the MP5 was out of its bag, Justin grabbed the radio.
XCA-31, this is Beaver 1 detail. Bingo, bingo, bingo. We're presently at the corner of...
RPG!
Powell didn't actually see the warhead. All he saw before Eric punched the gas and broke right was a plume of white smoke. The HEAT, high-explosive anti-tank, round, hit the pavement in less than 1 meter to the left of the SUV. The explosion propelled Powell hard against his seatbelt at the same time the SUV rammed a parked vehicle at full speed. The SUV seemed to crush the smaller vehicle under its weight, but embedded itself into the outside wall of a neighborhood supermarket.
He's reloading, Justin yelled. I see the shooter. Back up, now!
But the SUV wouldn't move. Eric's airbag had deployed, and he couldn't reach the gear stick. Powell, still scanning the surrounding area, saw movement behind them.
2 guys approaching from the rear.
Fuck this, Justin said, opening his door and walking to the side of the truck. Powell glimpsed at Justin firing his MP5 at the 2 men he just mentioned. One of them fell while the other one returned fire. Rounds hit the back window, cracking it. AK-47. Shit, things are getting worse.
Hand me your weapon, Powell said to Eric.
I can't move the damned gear stick, Eric replied, now free of his airbag. More rounds hit the truck, adding cracks to 2 other windows.
Just hand me your fucking weapon.
Negative, sir. You stay in the vehicle. Don't move, Eric said, exiting the relative safety of the armored SUV.
Where do you think I'll go? We're surrounded, for Christ's sake.
Eric hadn't made 5 steps out of the vehicle when Powell saw him crumble to the ground. More rounds. More cracks. Omar al-Nashwan fired 2 rounds at the man who'd exited at the driver's door. Al-Nashwan could have killed him as soon as he opened the door, but he had to make sure it wasn't the ambassador. The Sheikh's orders were clear. Ray Powell was to be brought to him alive. As the man fell, Al-Nashwan took an extra second to aim his 3rd shot, then squeezed the trigger gently. The bullet entered the side of the man's brain, killing him.
2, this is 1. Sit rep,
he ordered his man in Arabic via their communication system.
1, this is 3. 2's down.
Muhammad Alavi replied in the same language.
The shooter is using the vehicle as cover, and I'm pinned down on the other side of the street. I didn't see the ambassador come out. He's probably cowering inside the armored SUV.